Hello! Welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today's story is called Who Guards the Gordman? An original story written for you by Daniel Hines. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Thomas and Anna and their family from Houston, Texas, Lulu, Cornelius, and Walter and their family from New Hampshire, Zachary and his family from Sleepy Hollow, New York, and Bruce and Quentin and the rest of the Laxton family from Wakefield, Massachusetts. Thank you so much, Quentin, Bruce, Zachary, Walter, Cornelius, Lulu, Anna, and Thomas. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes or just tell a friend about us. You can also check out all of our merch, available at storiespodcast.com/shop. If you would like to receive a thank you in a future episode, head over to patreon.com/stories and make a pledge. Then send an email to Amanda at storiespodcast.com and let us know who to thank. Now here's a word from our sponsors.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, you can team up with friends in Super Mario Bros. Wonder.
Where you can meet talking flowers.
Life's full of surprises.
And where piranha plants sing.
And where Mario, Luigi, and Peach turn into elephants.
Wowie zowie!
And where this announcer turns into a...
super tiny announcer!
That's not in the game.
Sorry, got a little excited. Nintendo Switch, the home of Mario and friends. Game rated E for everyone. Game and systems sold separately.
Hey, grown-ups. Do you ever want to whisk your family away on a fun and exhilarating adventure? What if we helped you make it a possibility every single week? And from the comfort of your home, car, or wherever you are. It's the Cat in the Hat Cast, a weekly podcast presented by our partners at Purina. Your pet, our passion. Fill your week with sing-alongs, laughter, and a pinch of mayhem as you spend time with the oh-so-mischievous Cat in the Hat and his cautious pal, Fish. Tune in with the whole family, including your furriest friends, because when we spend time together, the fun never ends. You'll never guess what surprises the Cat in the Hat will pull out of his hat next. Follow the Cat in the Hat Cast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks. Enjoy the episode. Who Guards the Gordman? Once upon a time, in a cozy little hamlet in the hills, there was a patch of gourds. They were knobbly things, all orange and yellow and striped. They weren't much to look at, but they had the most delicious flavor when roasted with a coarse salt and a sweet butter. The hamlet shared ownership of the gourds, and they were both a point of pride and a center of their community. On the last day of every month, everyone who lived in the hamlet came together in the gourd patch. They picked the ripe ones and made a big party out of roasting them over a big bonfire. They called it the Day of the Good Gourd, and for the people who lived there, it was as good as having Thanksgiving every month. Of course, like any good tradition, one year, some fools got a hold of it. A week before the Day of the Good Gourd, one of the good gourds went missing. After a thorough examination of the patch by the sheriff, the mayor, the doctor, and no less than 3 nurses, a terrible reality was realized. The good gourd wasn't just missing. The good gourd had been stolen. It was a terrible scandal in the hamlet, and it was all the old-timers and the busybodies could talk about that morning. The rest of the hamlet wanted to let it go. It was just one gourd, after all, and they had a whole field that grew year after year. Unfortunately, the people who were upset were really upset, and they demanded the hamlet come together and do something about this truly unforgivable crime.
"They took our good gourd," they cried. "Our good gourd is gone. Something must be done. The thieves must be caught at once."
So they all got together, and they started thinking. There was a lot of talking and a couple of scuffles, but all in all, it didn't take long before they came upon a simple solution. They would just hire some guards. A couple of trustworthy people were selected and appointed. Next, a fight broke out over whether they should be called the Good Gourd Guards or the Guards of the Good Gourds. Most of the hamlet got in on that one, and after a few more minutes of spirited debate, they settled on the Good Gourd Guards. The three chosen townspeople cheered, cut themselves gourd-shaped badges out of felt, and started that very night. Which is why, when another gourd turned up missing in the morning, the entire hamlet was shocked and surprised.
"Thieves in the night!" they cried. "And the good gourd guards let it happen!"
"Let it happen!" someone hollered. "They were in on it, more like!"
"What's that supposed to mean?"
one of the good gourd guards asked.
"It means you're a thief!"
someone shouted back. This caused another scuffle, but the hamlet was nothing if not a community. They fought like siblings for a bit, and then regained their composure. This problem, too, had an easy solution. They would hire more guards, a few more trustworthy people who would watch the other supposedly trustworthy people who were watching the gourds. These were dubbed the good guards guarding the good gourd guards. One of them excitedly suggested making slightly different gourd-shaped badges to distinguish between the two groups, but he was told to be quiet and go watch the good gourd guards. The hamlet went to bed that night, patting themselves on the back for a job well done. Which is why, when another gourd turned up missing in the morning, the entire community was angry and alarmed.
"What in tarnation?" they screamed. "Who did this?"
"It could have been anyone," someone gasped. This caused another scuffle, and this time it didn't break up so fast. Afterward, people glared at each other with distrust. For the first time, their hamlet felt different. Windows long open were forced shut with a screech. Door locks, seldom used, felt their tumblers turn for the first time in years. No one gossiped at the general store, and attention ran through the community like a smoldering fire. A gourd thief was among them. The hamlet, usually a bustling farmer's market this close to Good Gourd Day, was quiet. Everyone feared a robbery, and nothing was being done. Finally, they all brought themselves together again. This time, the meeting was longer and meaner, with lots of yelling and very little friendly scuffling at all. In the end, they thought of the only solution they could. They would hire just a few more guards. No one would vouch for anyone being trustworthy, nerves frayed as they were, but a group was bitterly selected and ultimately dubbed the Good Guards Guarding the Good Guards Guarding the Good Gourd Guards. They thought about badges, but realized their title was too long to fit. That night, it seemed half the town was out in the field, watching each other watch the grass shine dewy in the moonlight. Everyone looked at everyone else through eyelids heavy with suspicion, each holding a torch to see by. Still, come morning, a good gourd was once more missing.
"Thieves! Snakes!" the cry went up. "The good gourds are going, gone!"
Now the hamlet wasn't just quiet. It was like a ghost town. Shutters were closed, shades were drawn, and laundry pulled in off the line. The farmer's market was nothing but empty stalls and a few forgotten, withering vegetables. The community, once so friendly they were almost like one big family, was silent. They peered through their shades and guessed who might be the gourd thief. Brothers suspected brothers, mothers suspected daughters, and even the vet suspected his patients, who were mostly horses and didn't have the thumbs to steal anything. As night fell, the hamlet met once more. It was the eve of the Good Gourd Day. Not that they felt much like celebrating, but they were determined to protect their field. The meeting was full of shouting and blaming and accusations, but finally, they reached their decision. One more round of guards to guard the guards. Surely some of them, or at least one of them, would be honest. Surely they could save the precious, precious gourds. They were dubbed the good, good guards, guarding the good guards, guarding the good gourd guards. No one suggested making badges, gourd-shaped or otherwise. As night fell, it seemed like the entire hamlet made their way to the gourd patch. It was like a strange, angry parade, all of them walking together, none trusting enough to speak so much as a friendly hello. The moon was full, so there was plenty of light, and it soon seemed there were more people than plants in the patch. The night dragged by slowly, like a mule with a heavy load. No one talked, no one laughed or joked. It was silent as the grave, until suddenly someone couldn't take it anymore.
Too afraid to thieve with the good, good guards guarding the good guards guarding the good gourd guards watching you, huh?
They called.
What are you implying? Someone else called. You think the good guards guarding the good guards guarding the good gourd guards aren't guarding the guards who guard the good gourd guards? Is that it?
Sounds about right to me.
We're honest, which is much more than I can say for the rest of you.
This set off more shouting, which set off more scuffling, which set off some honest-to-goodness fighting. The whole hamlet was in the gourd patch now, shouting and shoving and screaming, and just when it seemed like it would devolve into a full-on war, something happened. In the middle of the field, a giant gourd shook and trembled. People nearby stopped to look, their neighbors still fighting around them. The gourd rocked and then lifted itself suddenly from the dirt, rising up and up, shining in the light of the heavy silver moon.
Look!
Someone cried, and everyone turned. They froze when they saw the gourd, the good, good gourd, wobbling up into the air.
It's the spirit of the gourds! Someone cried. Here to punish the thief!
No, called someone else. It's here to punish us for fighting.
More people started to holler, and then the giant gourd wiggled, trembled, and then seemed to swell, growing bigger, straining at its own skin. And then, like a cookie in milk, the gourd crumbled apart. Underneath were two of the fattest gophers anyone had ever seen. Jaws dropped. The hamlet watched as the gophers rolled free of the destroyed gourd. They grabbed the pieces as fast as their chubby paws could manage, eyeing the humans suspiciously. Once all the food was gathered, they turned and wriggled back into their hole.
What in the world? Someone asked.
They walked over and looked down. Someone brought a torch to see better. After investigating, they realized the gophers had tunneled up under the gourd and eaten it from underneath, pulling the scraps down after them. Everyone from the hamlet looked at each other, ashamed and embarrassed. They had thought themselves a community, but it had been so easy to turn on one another. Finally, someone said,
I guess we need to make the good, good guards guarding the good guards guarding the good gourd guards guarding the gourds against gophers.
Everyone started laughing, and that opened the dam for apologies and forgiveness and soothing a lot of angry tempers. The next morning, they all came together for Good Gourd Day, partying and sharing their food and their company. Things were finally back to normal, and the happy little hamlet was happy once more. They even had two guests of honor, sitting in cushy little thrones and stuffing their faces with roasts and pies and tarts. The gophers had never eaten so well. The end. Today's story, Who Guards the Gourdman, was an original story written for you by Daniel Hines and performed for you by me, Amanda Weldon. If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, make a monthly donation at patreon.com/stories, check out all of our merch available at storiespodcast.com/shop, or simply tell your friends about us. Thanks for listening. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.